Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's the main website. Our book website is ageofthecustomer.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you understand what I mean by the age of the customer and what the book's all about. You can find out a lot about it without even buying the book if you want. So check all that out there, because as you've heard me say before, my first goal is for you to have the maximum opportunity to be successful. And secondly, if you'll buy my book in order to do that, that'd make me happy. So I think it'll make you happy too, and you can find the hardback there wherever books are sold, as well as the Kindle version, and more ebooks to come. Tim Halloran is our guest, our new friend, the author of a brand new book called Romancing the Brand, How Brands Create Strong, Intimate Relationships with Consumers. Folks, in my book, I talk about the fact that I'm not the brand expert. But I do talk about branding in the book, and I point out in my book that there are people out there who are experts in these various fields that I write about, and you should go find them and read their books on these topics. Well, Tim's book is one of those books. Tim, congratulations on your new book. I like it a lot. I think you're headed in the right direction, helping people understand. And the fact that you use the word romancing is important, because I believe customers, with all of the technology we have, I believe customers are going to want to be even closer to the brands they have. And I believe this is an opportunity for small businesses. What do you think?
Absolutely. I think it's a tremendous opportunity, a tremendous time right now for our brands to really create a bond with the consumer. I mean, we think about, you know, what and the question is, how do you do that? Is you know, how do you tell your story, right? And create an experience for the consumer. We become much more experiential and wanting more experiences. So the brands that are going to do the best and the businesses that are going to do the best are going to have a compelling story out there to tell their consumers. In other words, we're a culture of we love stories. And brands that can break through and tell a compelling story about them, that helps the dialogue in the relationship.
Right.
That helps get the consumer even closer to you.
Absolutely. I want to go through some of the secrets that you have here for romancing the brand. We talked in the last segment about knowing your type. That's one of them. But you also said know yourself. What does knowing yourself have to do with having a romantic brand?
Well, yeah, you look at any of these relationship experts talk, and getting back to our own relationships with other people, whether it's Dr. Phil or Dr. War or whoever, they're always about, well, yeah, before you can really engage in a successful relationship, you have to know who you are internally and what you're all about. Well, the same thing goes with your business. You have to know what about your brand is different, better, and special. And that's looking really internally and really trying to understand, do I have a unique process? Do I have a unique people? Do I have a unique history? Do I have a secret sauce? What is it that's truly unique about my brand that will hopefully connect to the right consumer that will be interested in that?
And if I don't find that, I better go look. I better figure it out, right?
Absolutely.
Because special sauce is the future of branding, isn't it?
Absolutely. If you can't figure out what makes you unique versus other options, then you can be sure your customer isn't
going to. When my wife looks at me when I've really annoyed her, if she doesn't see something cute inside of that, I'm history, right?
Absolutely.
you're gonna let people down. You're not gonna make them happy all the time, and so they better be able to look at you and say, okay, you know, they dropped the ball on that one, but I really like the way they make me feel. I really like how they look, or they've done these other things in the past. Oh, that's what brands do, don't they? Brands build up reserves with customers, don't they?
Yeah, you have to. And again, getting it back to a relationship context, right? I mean, if you build up your relationship strong enough to where the occasional misstep may be forgiven by the consumer, right? I mean, that's going to be forgiven. If you don't have that equity built in, or to your point, then you're going to be in trouble.
Right.
So clearly, yeah, and that's essential in creating a strong relationship.
When you talk about making things mutual, what do you mean by that?
In other words, this gets back to this is a joint. This is a benefit. It should be beneficial for both parties. In other words, the brand needs to understand the consumer and meet their needs. And it gets back to what we were talking about earlier, right? Is leveraging your best consumers to help you spread the word, spread the word about your brand. And that's what the definition of a relationship is. We're in relationships for the benefit of the other party. And if we can think about it in terms of that, that'll make us all the more strong.
Right. Absolutely. I've got about a minute, Tim. Last thoughts on romancing the brand.
I think, you know, what the book is all about is it's a lot of best-in-class stories. It's very narrative written. So we take a lot of stories and apply them to principles that you can use today. So in other words, you know, you learn about, you know, some of the magic about the bigger brands, the Coca-Colas of the world, and some more newer brands, some smaller businesses that have been successful using some of these principles. I've enjoyed it.
Don't you think that as we go forward, that big brands are going to have to start getting more like Main Street brands?
Yeah, they are. And that's what I do talk about a chapter in there is about ruts, relationship ruts.
Yeah.
We all get in ruts in our relationship. And I think you find sometimes these big brands take things for granted, and they have to continue to keep the spark alive in the relationship if it's going to work for them.
Yeah, absolutely. Give us the website again, please, Tim.
Sure. Follow me on Twitter at TheBrandGuyTim. The book's website is romancingthebrandbook.com. And then I have my own website at timhalloran.com.
All right. And folks, as you heard me say before, I highly recommend this book. Hey, Tim, come back soon.
Will do. Thanks so much for having me.
Good job today. Tim Halloran, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. We got more to learn from him about branding. And I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.